and Kathy Dawes again, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Dave gave us a few minutes to mull over his question having to do with predictions and all the growth and kind of where are we heading. And Lyle's had a few minutes to think about that and respond. So,
yeah, thanks, Dave, for the question. You know, actually, Dave's question is a good one. And actually, I'm asked that several times during a week. I hear that comment is that, so where are all these people coming from? And I wish I had a really succinct answer for that, but I don't. You know, we've been very fortunate in that we did have a few years ago the growth of Fort Riley. Kansas State University has been growing, but one of the things that I don't think gets noticed is that there is a lot of businesses in our community over the last 15 years that have been growing. And as I've said before, and it's true, it's a national statistic and it works here, is about 80% of all new jobs that are created come from businesses right in your own backyard, in your own community. They don't get the headlines. They're not on the lead story of yours when company X adds 3 new employees. Well, those 3 new employees need services in the community. So they need groceries. They need a place to live. And so there's been a lot of growth with private sector companies in this community over the last 15 years, in addition to growth at Fort Riley and the growth at Kansas State University.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Good morning. To go right along with Dave's question, I'll ask a question, make a statement, and then I'll hang up. I was wondering, what is the population of Manhattan today? And what was it in 2005? You probably have that around the top of your head. Also, about 2 weeks ago, the mayor was on this very radio station and said that he expected about 60,000 population growth in the next 20 years. That same statement was made on this very radio station in 2005 when John Armbrust and the former Lieutenant Governor John Moore were on. And they said in 20 years it'd be 60,000 growth. So I'm just wondering, are we on target for that, or do we just pick figures out of the air and hope? It is a good question. Where is all the population going to come from to fill all these apartments, fill all the vacant commercial we have, which I think is at an all-time high? I'll quit babbling and let you answer those. Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you for the question. Good question. I'm not sure that I can quote the caller asked what was the population in Manhattan in 2005.
I can.
Oh,
tell
Dave's
you.
Got it.
Oh, you
49,491. So it was under 50. Remember, that was a very pivotal point there that we wanted to see the city get to over 50,000 for public transportation funding. That was a very important part of getting over to 50, but we weren't at 50 then, and that was 12 years ago.
Right. And so so what happens is, so that the caller understands, or at least the information that I use, and I don't know what the city necessarily uses or the county or other institutions, but I think we all generally follow the U.S. Census. And the U.S. Census, when they get your numbers, and so the latest firm numbers that we have are from 2010. And then each year, the U.S. Census comes out with an estimate of what they think the growth is based on certain figures that they follow. They do this for every city in the United States, not just Manhattan. And I think that the current figures for Manhattan is that we're just a little over 56,000 in population. And I don't know, Dave, you're looking at a screen that has got...
In 2015, it was 56,308.
Okay.
And just to note... that's a 7.7% increase over 2010.
Yeah. So I think for the listener and other people, those are, and again, that's for the population inside the city limits of Manhattan. And I think that there's another statistic out there, and I'm not going to be able to quote it, but when you look at county growth in the state of Kansas, Pottawatomie County on a percentage, and again, not numbers, but a percentage, is the fastest growing county in Kansas. And that is due to the rapid growth of western Pottawatomie County, which, of course, the housing growth butts up against the city limits of Manhattan. There's been a lot of housing growth. Anybody that goes into western Pottawatomie County and drives on those roads knows, especially getting off of Highway 24, of all the housing that has gone in there and that is going in. And I think the Pottawatomie County Commission just approved at least one more housing development. I think I heard on your radio station, Kathy, that they continue to approve projects out there. So again, that population that Dave just quoted is within inside the city limits of Manhattan. Riley County, I think, and I don't know whether you have those figures, Dave, but is over, I think it's about 74,000 in the population, 73 to 74,000.
You're going
to
make me work this morning, Lyle.
Yeah, and I don't have a computer in front of me, so I
if you could tell me what to plug in, we can
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But
I'm
going back to the caller and going back to what Dave's original question, in case listeners are just tuning in, is that where are all these people coming from? And I think that it's comes from a variety. Again, we talked about the local job creation. We talked about Fort Riley. We talked about K-State. I have not heard or had information put in front of me that Manhattan was going to add 60,000 residents in 10 or 15 years. But what I can tell you is that the population of Manhattan in the city limits is going to go over 60,000, but not net adding 60,000 people. And that's going to happen sooner rather than later. So I think when we're getting ready in 2020, which is not that far away, to do our next U.S. Census population count, is that my prediction is that we will be at 60 or a little over 60,000 inside the city limits of Manhattan for population. But I have not read any statistics that says Manhattan is going to grow by 60,000 people. And so I have not heard that.
We're closing in on 74. Well, in 2013, that's the most recent number, was over 74.
Okay.
Showing 75,000.
Well, I don't know where you're getting your information, okay, but it's not the same place I'm getting mine.
Maybe not.
I'm going to go check just because people want to know Pottawatomie County. So you guys continue to talk, and I'll come up with that here.
Okay, sounds good.
And so I think that we also know in our community that there are a lot of, and in fact, it's a program, actually, of the Chamber of Commerce that was started in 2001 called Retire to the Flint Hills. And we have targeted K-State alumni and encourage them to consider to when they're thinking of retirement. And retirement in this day and age is not the traditional 65 or 75 or 80 years of age, but trying to get people to begin to think about retirement when they're 55, and K-State alumni coming back to the community. And we have seen a significant number of Kansas State University alumni who have wanted to return and have built a second home in Manhattan. And eventually with the idea of coming back here and living on a permanent basis. And so we see that as another population figure that's adding to our population growth in the greater Manhattan area. So it's coming from a lot of different areas, but it's not explosive growth, Kathy. We've seen, and there's a history in Manhattan when you look long term, that we grow population about 1.5% a year is our population growth. If you step back and you would put up all your data for the last 100 years, you're going to see that Manhattan has been, we've not been a boom town, we've not been a bust town. We have been just a steady growth. Different from 17 years ago when I moved here from Colorado in the city of Greeley, Colorado, that I was living in before I came to Manhattan, their growth, population growth, was averaging almost 4% a year, and a lot of Colorado has been doing that for a long time. But in Manhattan, Kansas, we've been pretty much about 1.5% per year is what our growth is. So if you take, I can't do the math off the top of my head, but if you take 56,000 people and you say you're going to grow 1% to 1.5%, you're going to have between 500 and 750 people that'll be moving to our community every year.
David, do you have something to add before we go to break?
Let's talk about Pottawatomie County for just a little bit. Okay. Some of the numbers that I've been coming across, the Secretary of State says that as of 2016, the population of Pott County was 23,300 roughly. And just to go back, you know, we had that reference point to 2005. It was 18,787.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big percentage jump.
That's big.
Did have a caller, didn't want to be on the air, but also wanted to point out that there's quite a few Riley County residents that live on Fort Riley. And that is something that fluctuates quite a bit. And, of course, you know, when we have so many challenges in Riley County because of government-owned property that we don't take, you know, any kind of tax revenue from. We don't get tax revenue from, I think it was like the latest numbers, like 29%
it's of right
our
around 30%,
valuation is federally or state, that there is no local property tax, which I think is the highest in Kansas.
It is correct.
And that poses a challenge, but also taking into consideration at Fort Riley, the county doesn't provide services on post either. So there's a lot of interesting scenarios to that. And I remember some of those numbers pretty well from my days when I was, like, you know, doing that public office thing.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of variables.
And there are lots of variables. And the good news for us, though, when you look at our region, and the region I'm talking about is Gary County, Pottawatomie County, and Riley County. Over the last 10 years, this region has been very, very fortunate. And in fact, we were going back through some old information and data that we had at the height of the national recession. The Associated Press did a study of every county in the United States. And they published the top counties, the top 20 counties in the United States that were least affected by the recession. And Riley County was always the number one to number three county in the country that was least affected.
Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we might talk about the Greater Manhattan Project. And that kind of fits in a little bit with a lot of what we're talking about here today. 537-1350. Again, we have Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.